Welcome to another EbizQ podcast.
EbizQ listeners, this is Jessica Ann Mola, Managing Editor of EbizQ. Today I'm speaking to Jonathan Lindo, who is CEO and co-founder of Replay Solutions. Jonathan, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Jessica. It's good to be here.
So what's Replay Solutions all about and who's using it?
Sure. So Replay Solutions, we're really here to change the way that software is currently being built and managed in the enterprise. And big claim, but what we're doing is really automating the majority of the workflow that's currently associated with fixing performance, security, and application logic bugs. So technology that a lot of our customers refer to us as is it's a lot like TiVo for software. And the reason for that is because at its core, it's a software recording and replay solution. And so what that allows you to do essentially is capture any issue that occurs in your software and use a recording of that issue to replay and reproduce that issue at the source code level and reproduce and fix any issue that might have occurred with your software after the fact. So we're basically giving you what's often been referred to as like a time machine. You can go back in time and look at any issue that took place. And this is something we're pretty excited about. It's got some very broad adoption. It's now being used by some of the largest banks in the world, across multiple verticals as well, not just in the banking sector. We're being used by folks in the high-tech sector, such as HP, folks such as EA, SaaS companies, some of the biggest SaaS companies in the world, as well as outsourcers are getting really good value from this technology as well.
That's great to hear. Now, a while back, you spoke to me about a change in methodology. And can you explain this a little more and then explain why this change is required?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, what we've seen over the last 5 to 10 years is a lot of new technologies have come in that add a lot of complexity to the way in which we are currently building and deploying software. And these are technologies such as SOA, N-tier architectures, and multi-core hardware that are often now being deployed into cloud-based infrastructures. And so this has made resolving issues in these distributed applications a lot more complicated and a lot more time-consuming. And really, if you look at the way in which we have gone about fixing problems, it really hasn't changed. It hasn't changed from the time when we were doing problem diagnosis and resolution for desktop applications and 2- or 3-tier applications, but our world has changed. We're in a completely different environment now. And so we need a new methodology to address issues that come up in this new environment. And a great example of that is a story that we have from one of our customers that has a very popular enterprise product that's currently deployed out to several thousand customers. It's been in the market for a number of years. And they had a problem that would only rear its ugly head at the customer site. And it was such a nasty bug, it would actually corrupt the database and actually cause a loss of data to the customer. They'd have to go back to an earlier backup. And it was something that they would never be able to reproduce. It was one of these really nasty problems that never would show itself in development. And so what happened is they made 7 guesses, basically, over a period of 3 years. 7 different fixes went into the source code base to resolve this issue. And every single time, it would show up again after a few months in the field. And they'd send engineers on site and try to nail it down. They never could until finally they started using our recording system, in fact, our recording system, Replay Director, and they were able to capture that problem in the lab and actually reproduce it in just a few minutes' time and find the exact line of code that caused that problem to occur. And the 8th fix for that specific issue was the final one that actually killed that bug. So this is a technology that really is needed, we believe, in the kinds of deployments and the kind of environments in which software is now being deployed.
Very interesting. Now, what does my workflow look like with a recording system?
The workflow really fundamentally changes when you have a recording system. Most of the time, as I go back to the previous question, you know, when people think about problem resolution and when something goes wrong with your software, oftentimes what they're doing is they're collecting log files, they're talking to the user, asking them, what did you click on? What did you enter on the keyboard? Maybe they're grabbing screenshots, if that's possible, and they're capturing the state of the database, if possible, as well. And they're using all that information, they're putting it into a defect report, and they're handing it over to the QA or the development team, who hopefully can bring up that original environment, repopulate the database, and generate the same load through the application in order to reproduce and fix that issue. And again, this is just really challenging nowadays, the types of applications that we're dealing with. So with Replay, if you have a recording system like Replay, that fundamentally changes, because now when something goes wrong, all you need to do is identify the recording that captured that issue. And with that recording, you're going to have everything you need to reproduce that issue right down to the source code level without having to have access to the original environment, such as the obviously the application server, the database, and the load, and actually all the user actions that took place. So if you've got a problem that's just really hard to reproduce, and maybe it's a result of 100 different users on the system at the same time doing something in unison, trying to reproduce that with just screenshots and log files is oftentimes next to impossible. But if you've got a recording of what the software actually did at the source code level, you're guaranteed a reproduction and a fix for that issue. And so the workflow is basically changes from all that manual iterative steps to an automated workflow, which is problem is captured by the recording, identify the recording, and pass that over to a team who can then resolve it on a single workstation. So it's really optimizing and cutting out about 80% of the typical workflow.
Right. Now, more and more we hear agile methodologies are being put into practice. So how do teams using agile approaches benefit from a technology like Replay?
So a lot of our customers are using agile methodologies in the Scrum approach. And what we've been seeing more and more is that the sprints that these folks are using are increasingly moving from 20 or 30 days down to 10 or 15-day iterations. And what this means is you've got less time for problem resolution. You really don't have a window or a buffer in order to quickly get in and resolve issues. You've got to be able to do that efficiently. And so Replay works really well into these environments because it really works into promoting that fast, highly iterative software development model and allows folks to not worry about all the complexities of problem resolution, especially for those non-reproducible bugs. It basically allows them to stay fast, stay lean, and keep iterating on those very short sprints.
So we hear lots of companies today are managing their software life cycles using virtual teams that are globally distributed. And how would Replay help these organizations?
Well, you know, most of our customers are using distributed teams. I think it's more and more common. Even if you're not a huge team, maybe you've got some outsourcing going on or you have teams located in different cities, even within North America. And what we have found is, again, when you've got a distributed team, it becomes much more complicated to resolve these issues, especially the hard-to-reproduce ones. And almost everybody that we talk to, this is a problem that's plaguing them. And so when you have a recording system, you are now able to eliminate the non-reproducible bug problem and basically allows teams that are distributed to fix critical issues in minutes with respect to what used to take, you know, on a very routine basis, days or even weeks. So we're seeing great value for folks that are operating with distributed teams, especially, you know, in some of the larger companies such as the financial services sector, healthcare, anybody who's got teams that where you can't walk, you know, three cubicles down to the person who is working on the problem and show them. This is something that a recording system really helps out with.
Very good. Now, I understand Replay will soon be announcing a new software as a service hosted offering. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. This is where we get to the shameless plug section. Mm-hmm. Happy to. So what we're really excited to announce is a full release, the generally available release of our hosted solution. So Replay is a software recording solution that typically is deployed behind the firewall. But with our hosted solution, we are now offering a cloud-based infrastructure to our customers and to folks that just want to try it out, where they can download a very lightweight agent, start recording their software, and it'll all be managed and stored in our cloud. And so you're going to have a private instance of a server dedicated to your organization that will allow you to share and manage the recordings that you've made with your team. And it can be done in about 10 minutes. So there's no longer the need to install servers or allocate resources. This is something that allows people to get up and running really quickly and is really well suited for teams that, you know, maybe aren't as large as, you know, let's say if they're under 100 users. This is something that works really well for them. So we're really excited to be able to offer this as a hosted solution, and we're expecting some good results.
That's great to hear, and thanks a lot for joining me today, Jonathan.
Okay, thank you, Jessica. It was a pleasure.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.